Moncrief on News Talk.
God's Hill is a picturesque village on the Isle of Wight, and among its many delights, it contains a model village. Yet that model village has been the subject of some controversy because it included, then didn't, a figure of a topless streaker. Zoe Stroud is marketing executive for God's Hill Model Village. Good afternoon, Zoe.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. And so describe the model village itself. It's of God's Hill and another place as well, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, so basically it's been going since the sort of 70s, and it's all modelled on God's Hill and Shanklin on the Isle of Wight, and the buildings are one-tenth of the scale. So it's a lovely little tourist attraction. It's also a RHS partner garden. So the gardens and the gardens are beautiful, as well as the model village. So it's a lovely little quirky day out on the Isle of Wight for people.
Yeah. And so, and of course, because it's a model of God's Hill, you see people in this, you see people on the streets and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's all just, it's very similar to, so we actually, funny enough, do this model of the month where we get a building from the model village versus a building in real life and then compare the two, and they're quite accurate. And it's got all like the paths, and it's got loads of model people in it as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, and there was a streaker in there, and I assume there was a streaker in there because at the time the model village was made, that streaking was a bit of a thing.
Yes, so she first appeared in the early 80s, and she was inspired by Erica Rowe, who did some streaking, I think, on a rugby game. And it was Penny is one of the owners. It was her dad that actually started it all off. So she was in the garden pretty much since the 80s. She did have a couple of years way back where he did remove her because someone did complain, but then she was put back in around 2004, and she's been there until the end of last year.
Yeah, and so therefore I take it from that, you know, only one complaint over so many decades, but that most people who saw it understood what it was a reference to, and it was just a bit of fun kind of thing.
Yes, I mean, I think most people did understand the relevance. Last year, there were a couple of people saying, why is there a model with large breasts on the football pitch? So I think that inspired the owners to maybe not put her out at all this year. And then it's all just gone a bit bonkers.
Yeah. And the people who were complaining, were they vociferously complaining? Were they claiming they were offended by the sight of small plastic boobs?
No, I think they were just saying, why have you got a naked model in the garden? And they just didn't understand the relevance of it, because obviously streaking was a real thing back in the 70s, 80s. And then I think it's become less so. So I think a lot of people, just maybe don't understand the relevance. So were questioning, why on earth have you got a topless model in the garden?
Yeah. Okay, so topless lady was taken out, but then was there a kind of, there started to be complaints about the absence of topless lady?
Yeah, so what happened is a regular visitor asked, where is Erica, as we are sort of referring to her. And we said, we explained that she's been, we haven't put her out this year because few people don't understand the relevance, so we just decided not to put her back. Somebody then wrote to the local paper saying, this is outrageous, why is she not in the garden? And it inspired thousands of comments from people saying, put her back, we understand it, this is ridiculous, it's just tongue-in-cheek, it's fun, we always look for her. Lots of people were saying, when we come with our grandchildren, we explain the history of streaking and the background. So it did go a little bit crazy. So what we did, instead of just listening to everyone, we thought, well, let's run a poll on social media to see if it's just the minority or if the masses want her back. And we had over 5,000 people, 98% of people voted to bring her back. So we decided to bring her back, but obviously give her a bit of a new mission.
Right. OK. And you have kind of partnered with the breast cancer charity and in relation to this as well.
Yeah. So what we sort of had a little sort of meeting to decide what was the best plan of action. So what we've decided is she is back in the garden, but she's actually going to be in different places. So she's not just going to be on the football pitch. So, for example, this week she's been on the cricket pitch. We're going to dot her around the garden. So you will see her, but you might have to work a little bit harder to see her. And we actually thought this is a really nice opportunity to raise some money for a local breast cancer charity, which is called Breast Friends Isle of Wight. And we sort of teamed up with them. So we basically said, we're bringing her back. And obviously you don't have to make a donation, but wouldn't it be lovely if we can help the Isle of Wight community for those that have breast cancer? Because it's breasts and it's boobs and we shouldn't be shy about that. So, we've had lots of people donate already. Lots of people saying on Monday, oh, where's the donation bucket? We want to, you know, give some money to it. And we've had an amazing amount of response saying what a positive thing to do. And it's brilliant. So it's ended up being a bit busy, but it's ended up being, I think it's turned into a very lovely piece. And it means that we're helping a charity on the Isle of Wight as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, well, which is great. Is there a sign up there now, perhaps explaining the context of Erica Rowe and and about the charity as well?
Yeah, we've got a lovely sign that's going up, and that's got also an online donation as well, which we're going to try and get on our own website and our own socials as well. So there is a sign explaining it because, 5,000 people might have voted yes, but we get, hundreds of thousands of visitors. So actually, it's quite good to explain it to those that maybe haven't seen the press and the media coverage that we've received, which has been fantastic.
And so far then this summer, have there been any other complaints? Have there been people shielding the eyes of their horrified children or anything?
No, nothing like that. I mean, we had 66 people saying, don't bring her back. So we're not sure. I mean, at the moment, everyone's very, very positive. Everyone is like, brilliant, fantastic. So we'll see what happens. But it's been an interesting time.
I imagine so. Have you been the marketing person for the Model Village for a while?
So I've known the Model Village for 20 odd years. And actually, I've been doing their marketing for about 4 years now. And I love the business. I love them. They're a really lovely family. And here's a fun fact. So in 2015, myself and my dog were actually modelled for the Model Village. So we're actually in the Model Village as well, in the dog show. So that's how much I've known the family for a long time. And I do love it. And it's just such a special, magical place on the Isle of Wight. It's one of those places that whenever you go there, something different is there and you see something different that you never saw before. Even if you go 30 times, you will still see something different. And obviously all of this sort of passion around Erica is just kind of reinforced to me that people do have this passion and they do love it. So,
Are the figures in the Model Village modelled, pardon the pun, on real people around Gaza?
No. I feel very privileged. Yeah, just me and my little doggy and also Erica Rowe. But no, the rest of the... We did reintroduce last year. We've done models of the head gardener and the head maintenance guy. So they've now made an appearance in the garden as well.
Yeah.
But majority of the people are not based on people.
Yeah.
And so I feel very special, obviously.
Obviously. But I have you had any contact from Erica Rowe herself? Because that's obviously the next step
She's, to be fair, she's actually on my list because I do feel like I need to reach out to her and I'd love to invite her down. And maybe she could come down and hold the model of herself.
Yeah.
So, that's we'll keep you posted on that. That's next on our plan.
Yeah, okay. Good stuff. Best of luck with it. And thanks a million for talking to us today, Zoe.
Thank you so much.
That was Zoe Stroud, their marketing executive for God's Hill Model Village on the Isle of Wight.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.